down my throat with a lighted torch, and then everything seemed suddenly to get all right. The sun shone in through the window, birds twittered in the treetops, and, generally speaking, hope dawned once more. "You're engaged," I said, as soon as I could say anything. I perceived clearly that this cove was one of the world's workers, the sort no home should be without.
"Thank you, sir. My name is Jeeves."
"You can start in at once?"
"Immediately, sir.
Because I'm due down at Easby in Shropshire the day after tomorrow."
"Very good, sir."
He looked past me at the mantelpiece.
"That is an excellent likeness of Lady Florence Cray, sir. It is 2 years since I saw her ladyship. I was at one time in Lord Worplesdon's employment. I tendered my resignation because I could not see eye to eye with his lordship in his desire to dine in dress trousers, a flannel shirt, and a shooting coat."
He couldn't tell me anything I didn't know about the old boy's eccentricity. This Lord Worplesdon was Florence's father. He was the old buster who, a few years later, came down to breakfast one morning, lifted the first cover he saw, said, "Eggs, eggs, eggs, damn all eggs," in an overwrought sort of voice, and instantly legged it for France, never to return to the bosom of his family. This, mind you, being a bit of luck for the bosom of the family, for old Worplesdon had the worst temper in the county. I'd known the family ever since I was a kid, and from boyhood up this old boy had put the fear of death into me.